Encouraging the Family. Hello, Mrs. Stewart, welcome.
Hello, madam.
Please take a seat.
Thanks.
I've invited you here today to speak about your daughter, Amandine, and her care. How is she?
She's doing well and making progress.
Yes, she is making progress. And you, how are you doing? And what about your husband?
All right, but I'm a little tired, my husband too. He has to work more since I stopped working to take care of Amandine. That's why he isn't here today. The decision for me to stay home to take care of Amandine was very important for us.
Yes, I understand. That's why I wanted to see you today. I was hoping to speak with you again about placing Amandine in an institution.
Yes, but I'm dealing with everything, you know. It's not always easy, but it's all right.
When did you stop working outside the home?
Since Amandine was born. That's 5 years.
That's a long time. You know, we're not criticising the way you've been managing things for Amandine, and your constant presence has been important. You've done exactly what was necessary. But we'd like to tell you about the different possibilities that exist. If we look again at the different types of care that your daughter has every week, she has one session with a psychologist, one session with a speech therapist, and one session with a developmental therapist, plus everything else. That's really too much for you and your family. And on top of that, you have lots of car trips, which can be difficult for your daughter to manage, and for you as well. If Amandine went to an IME, she would benefit from global care and have all her appointments with the different specialists in the same institution.